Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Today, I wanted to talk about a subject that I often get written to about, and that is why men leave and can you get him back? Now, we've addressed the can you get him back factor in previous episodes, and you can find that and scroll back and watch that. But this episode is about the three reasons men fall out of love and leave a relationship. We're going to start with the most unobvious and go to the one that I guess needs the most conversating about. So let's get into it. Reason number one, a man would leave a relationship is... And by the way, we're not talking about the obvious factors like you have done something so heinous that completely broke his trust, like cheating, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, the messages that people send me about, I don't know what went wrong and can I get him back because now he doesn't want to be with me anymore because he says I was this, that, and the other. Anyway, number one is he never truly loved you. He never truly loved you. Men are creatures of convenience, and they will often fall into a relationship based on the fact that it is convenient for them in that moment and in that situation. That is why I will talk till I'm blue in the face about the fact that you should not cohabit with a man unless he's presented you with your future options of what you guys are going to do and how you're going to appear in this world as a couple or as a family. Because when you're living together, you're forming a family. Back in the 17th century, when you'd sleep with a woman, that would be considered as marriage. So if she could prove that you had slept with her, aka got her pregnant, you would then be considered her husband by the court of law. So not that we're trying to go back to the 17th century, but I'm trying to say that all these cohabiting habits and all of these playing family is a serious thing. It's not something to be taken lightly. But men being creatures of habit more so than women, it is just a fact. That is how they are. That's also why they're more easygoing and easier to get along with sometimes. Women wake up in the morning and decide she's going to be a new chick every day. She's going to take on the world. She's going to change her life. She's going to, you know, I don't know, something about herself. Yes, men have that factor about conquering worlds and, you know, Christopher Columbus or whoever your example is, but women do it in their life every day. She's trying to improve herself. She's trying to get better. She's trying to join Pilates. I don't know. She's always on that improvement journey. It drives men crazy, but he can be quite content. So the fact that he suddenly left, doesn't want you, went to another woman, all this stuff could mean, and you'll understand why I'm talking about he doesn't love you in a minute, because there the other two points of why a man leaves and falls out of love. Is number one, he never truly loved you. He just fell into a convenience pattern. Maybe you are his first crush at university and he just started living with you. Maybe it was nice to live with you because you went 50-50 and shared. Another reason why I say you don't need to go 50-50 with a man, because you are not his convenience plan. You are not his resources plan. And women will say to me, but wait, Margarita, it's more convenient for me as well. And that's fantastic. If it's convenient for you, you do you. I am not the Bible. I'm just giving you ideas and rules to not get hurt in the future. And that is, don't get entwined with somebody who you are not sure is your ultimate romantic partner. So when he leaves and it seems so easy for him and he goes with somebody else, maybe, just maybe, if you look back at your relationship, you will realize that he did not have those feelings of love for you at all. Number two, and this one breaks my heart, is he's drained you of your resources. I often talk about feminine energy, the vitality that it has, the weight that you carry in your relationship of you being the center and the fire and the channel in which the energy flows. And that's why you have to keep putting back into yourself in order for you to be someone admirable for your children, your family, and your man to be inspired by you. And if you put yourself last, then there is nothing for those people to admire. There is a study that shows girls with the healthiest self-esteem are daughters of mothers who gave themselves something. So let's say they had $20, they would buy themselves a lipstick for $5 and they would also look after their family. It's not neglectful women or anything like that, but we think the opposite is true. We think that the more we give to others and we leave ourselves in the dust, like a depleted can of spam, then everyone's just going to love us for being run dry. But that is not what the feminine is loved for and worshipped for. Yes, we always do things for other people, but we need to do things for ourselves in order to be admired. In order to give energy back, we need to give energy to ourselves. So the number two reason that men fall out of love is he's drained your resources. Usually that's a man who's either oblivious and doesn't understand, or it's a man who is a narcissist, and that is how he derives pleasure in the world, by finding people, women in this case, and just sourcing life force out of them. But let's leave the narcissist question out of it and just talk about normal everyday guy who doesn't realize he needs to put back into you, whose mother probably worked 7 jobs and he didn't realize what it is to be with a woman, and he has now depleted you physically, mentally, spiritually. He is on the couch. You're working 2 jobs. You are the workhorse. If you want to know more about the workhorse, the cow, who's the mothering energy, and the deer, which is what you should be, go on to www.margarita.com in the description box below and find out about that in the 20 Feminine Energy Principles course or my Make Him Obsessed With You course. I've got the 2 masterclasses, which are very curated and I've put a lot of time into them. So I'm not going to tell you what those things are here, because I've put hours of time into that, but check those out. Essentially, if you are the workhorse archetype, you are working yourself to the bone, thinking that by doing, you are going to win love. And in fact, by being is how the feminine wins love. So you've been doing, and he's been taking, and now you're a depleted, tired version of yourself, and he has fallen out of love with you. He has fallen out of love with you, and both of you don't understand what's happened. You don't recognize yourself in the mirror. He doesn't recognize you at all. And this is not about aging. This is not about like you've aged and, you know, you've moved on in life and now he doesn't recognize you. No, it's about you being depleted, because some women become more amazing and flourish as they age. And he selfishly doesn't want to be with you anymore. Don't let them deplete you, whether they be clueless or whether they be a narcissist.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I had my second baby in December 2023. The first one was in 2020 when I was clueless and shocked by the whole experience of having a baby. There are some tricks I have up my sleeve, and one of them is knowing that the fourth trimester is not forever and it does pass, and there are some things that babies love, and that is to be carried, to feel like they're still in the womb. And They want to feel that they're close to you. This is where Dreamland Baby comes in. It is the sponsor of this podcast. It's a company that creates sleep sacks, and I love their Dreamland Baby sleep sack. It is lightly weighted, and it creates that feeling of the baby being cuddled by you. When you put them down in their crib, they feel that weight come off them, so they know that you've put them down. This sack creates comfort. It creates a cuddle-like experience, deeper sleep for your baby, better sleep for you. It has a two-way zipper, which means you can change their nappy at night. Quality soft materials, 100% cotton, which I love, and it's tagless to avoid irritation. It's transformed my sleep, my baby's sleep, and I couldn't recommend it more. So if you want to experience it, I would use my code BEINGHER. So go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter code BEINGHER at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers. Guys, enjoy, and the fourth trimester does not last forever.
And reason number three, men fall out of love. And that is a man who truly loves you. Now, I will stand on this hill until the cows come home, and I will tell you this. Women fall in love. We like love. We like to fall in love. We like to give our, even if we don't admit it, we like to give up our identities sometimes to the notion of love. Look at the movies that we like to watch. Men like to watch how Liam Neeson is saving his daughter from the kidnappers, whilst women like to watch maybe an obscure love story at best. I mean, I love a thriller and all those things, but we like the storyline that somehow this guy, like the Beast or Mr. Darcy, falls in love with the girl who he's not supposed to. We like that storyline of something that's not supposed to happen. And we fall in love. If a man truly falls in love, truly, it is rare, because that is not something that they are trying to lean towards and trying to find actively. A man who loves a woman will not leave her, because for them, it's not on a whim. For them, it's life or death. For them, they will move mountains for you. So if a man truly loves you and he has left the relationship and fallen out of love, I will tell you this right now, that you need to take some ownership of the ways that you have acted in the relationship, not to salvage this relationship, because my friend, sadly for you, I will tell you this right now, it's usually 90% of the time not salvageable. No matter how much you write to me in the DMs that you used to do this crazy thing, that crazy thing, do this clingy thing, act in these sorts of ways, and you want to now rectify it, usually it's not rectifiable. Because to make a man who truly loved you leave, you would have had to do some crazy stuff in the relationship, my love. You would have had to completely destroy, diminish, and completely annihilate the trust and the relationship you had. It often comes from an anxious attachment. I've got anxious attachment videos on my YouTube channel and podcasts, where you can find that on any podcast place you listen to podcasts, but it can really destroy a relationship and trust and everything. So if you, with your anxious attachment, constant berating, constant attacking, constant do you love me, constant this, that, and the other, have completely destroyed what you have and he's left, it's very hard to get it back. Because again, I'll tell you, for him to actually leave is a miracle. Most divorces are filed by women because women are always on the trajectory of change. Men can quite comfortably exist in the existence that they exist in, because if he truly loves you, he will put up with a lot of trash, a lot of shit. So if it's come to that where he has made the decision to leave you, and he's told you that it's because of how you treated him, it's because of how you don't let him this, that, or the other, and he truly loved you and you recognize that, there's often not a way back, because you need to work on yourself. You need to raise your feminine energy. You need to raise your boundaries. You need to start really relying on your feminine wisdom, and you need to start investing in yourself and stop looking for affirmation in men, because that is what's destroying your relationship. So to reiterate, the three reasons are: he never loved you. Number two, he drained you and now you're not useful to him. Or number three, he truly loved you and the fault is to be found in you. And men will rarely fall out of love, but if they do, my love, we must really address your boundaries, self-esteem, and everything else. And for that, there is my podcast and there is my channel. So please watch that and listen to that. I'll see you on the next one. Love you lots, like jelly tots. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.